Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
This whole thing of, man, your prayers didn't get above the ceiling. You don't need your prayers to get above the nose. God's right here. The resurrection power is right here. And we got so many silly doctrines in the body of Christ today because people don't know that we already have God on the inside of us. This will really bless some of you. But the way that we're praying for revival today is unscriptural. Oh, God, send revival. And we're just sitting here twiddling our thumbs, waiting on God and wondering why God doesn't do something. If God wanted to, He could turn this nation back to God. And so what we do is get 1 million people, 2 million people to pray and put more pressure on God. And people will cry and they'll pray, I believe it's Isaiah chapter 64 or 66, rend the heavens and come down. Oh, God, just come down. God rent the heavens and came down through Jesus. He now lives on the inside of you. You've got the resurrection power of God on the inside. You got revival on the inside of you. And God isn't going to send revival from the heavens and just touch people while you're in your prayer closet praying. If you want revival, go out and take this raising from the dead power and raise somebody from the dead. And you'll have all the revival you can handle. I can guarantee you. Go out and start seeing the blind eyes open. Instead of being afraid and embarrassed and afraid that you're going to offend somebody. When people at your job are talking about how terrible everything is, get up and give a testimony and stand your ground. Pray for somebody who's sick and see their blind eyes open, their deaf ears open, and you'll have revival. But man, we're in our prayer closet praying and begging God to save our neighbor, but we wouldn't talk to him. We wouldn't witness to him because we might be rejected. Somebody might be offended. Somebody might call you a religious fanatic. So you just stay in your prayer closet and you pray and cry crocodile tears, but never release the power of God that's on the inside of you. That's useless. Anybody miss that? Was that too subtle? It's a deception. I believe that a lot of the prayer for revival is inspired by the devil. The devil loved to get you in your prayer closet praying and begging God to move when the truth is God is crying out to you through me for you to move. You go out and do something. Go touch somebody. We're asking God to do what He told us to do. He says, these signs will follow you. If you're in your prayer closet, what good does it do to get your shoes healed? To get your clothes healed? Man, you need to be out there in the marketplace. You need to be witnessing and talking to somebody. That's where the miracles need to take place. We're praying for God to pour out His Spirit, but they only flow through people. Find out who you are and get out and start doing something. Go in and touch people. We are so external conscious. We're so conscious of our limitations and of the way we look and the way we feel. And yet we don't know who we are in Christ. And so we're approaching our workplace and people are dying and people are saying terrible things and we don't ever say anything. We go home and pray about it. Man, that's wrong. You need to recognize who you are in Christ. And you need to let who you are in Christ become your dominant way of being and talking. And people ought to be able to see God in you. You ought to get this out of the spirit and into your soulish realm to where it affects your emotions and your thinking and your talk. And then it affects your walk and you start seeing miracles happen and things happen. And brothers and sisters, it's all up to you. This is what the Bible, in just a real encapsulated form, tells you the whole Christian life in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. The word transformed is the Greek word metamorpho, that we get metamorphosis from. If you want to change like a little worm becomes this beautiful butterfly, It was earthbound. Now I can fly. If you want to change like that, if you want to see transformation, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've already got it in your spirit. You are identical to Jesus. You have the spirit of his son living on the inside of you, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. But it has to flow through your brain. Your brain is like a valve that can either release or stop the flow of the Spirit of God. And if you are carnally minded, Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal mindedness doesn't mean that you have to be a terrible sinner. You have to be out here into pornography and homosexuality or something else. Carnal mindedness just means of the five senses. That's what the word carnal means. It means the flesh as stripped of skin, just the meat. Is what the word literally means. We use the word chili con carne. Did you know that the word carne comes from the same word as carnal, and it's talking about chili with meat is what it's talking about. When you're saying somebody's carnally minded, you're calling them a meathead. You're just physical oriented. All you're doing is you're trying to overcome this sickness in the natural with your own physical power instead of understanding that you've got the power that raised Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. You're trying to deal with an economic recession by listening to CNN. Mercy. Lord, have mercy on you. If that's where you're getting your information from, and you're dealing with things from only the human, natural standpoint, instead of recognizing that my God will supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so you have fear and you have all of these things because you're carnal. To be carnally minded is death. It didn't say carnal mindedness tends towards death. For certain types of people, it produces death. 90% get death when they think carnal. It just says carnal mindedness equals death. But spiritual mindedness equals life and peace. Again, spiritual mindedness, John 6:63, is the words that I speak unto you. They are a spirit and they are life. If you base your life on who you are in Christ, what the word says, that spiritual mirror, you are spiritually minded. And if you're thinking according to the word of God, all it produces is life and peace. So if you've got something other than life and peace, you're something other than spiritual minded. You're carnal. Carnal doesn't mean you're a bad person. You could be a very sweet person. You could be a very nice person. I had a woman up here this morning that I forgot now what I prayed for. But anyway, the word was that you are such a nice person. You're nice to everybody. And her husband said, that's true. She is. She's nice to everybody. And I said, that's the problem. I said, you know what? You're even nice to the devil. You don't fight. God gave all of us a temper. You probably may not have it right. The way I heard that amen, but God gave us a temper. The sad thing is most of us use it against people. We aren't fighting flesh and blood. You aren't supposed to be angry with people, but God told us to hate evil. Hate evil. If you hated sickness, if you hated disease, if you said, I will not be this way, I refuse to be this way, I guarantee you, you resist the devil, he will flee from you. But there are some people that are nice even to the devil. Oh, I can't get angry. I can't get upset. I'm just going to roll with the punches. Well, then you're going to die. You have to resist the devil. You need to get angry. At the devil, not at people. You need to know what you have and you need to get an attitude to where you aren't going to put up with this stuff. You aren't going to let the devil steal from you. And most Christians think, I couldn't be that way. Why? Because first of all, you think, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. I'm an old worm. We haven't realized who we are. We feel it's arrogant. And if all you're doing is standing in your flesh, well, then, yes, it is arrogant to try and come against all of these things in just human power. But I'm telling you, you aren't just human. If you've been born again, one third of you is wall to wall Holy Ghost. People will often quote John chapter 14 or John chapter 15, I believe it's verse 5, where Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And that's absolutely true. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. Without Jesus, I am nothing. But I'm never without Jesus. You need to acknowledge that in the flesh, just in my physical body, I'm no different than anybody else. But you know what? In Christ, I am different. In Christ, I'm a world overcomer. In Christ, there is no sickness, disease that can even come close to matching the power that I have on the inside of me. And I'm both of these people. I have a physical part of me that has not yet been glorified and that is susceptible to making mistakes and all of these things. But I've got a spiritual part of me that is complete. As Jesus is, so am I right here in this world. 1/3 of my salvation is over. I'm as perfect and complete in my spirit right now as I'll be a million years from tonight in eternity. My spirit is already complete. It's already perfect. And I've got to acknowledge that. And when you acknowledge that, it gives you a different attitude. You face problems differently. You don't worry about things the way people that don't understand this worry. It makes all of the difference. And I tell you, once you understand this, it just changes everything. Again, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know, if I was to go to your house and see your garden, I could tell you what you planted by what's growing in it. I don't have to be there when you plant your garden. I don't have to sit there and see what the little seed packet said. I can tell by what's growing in your garden what you planted. I can tell what's growing in your life, whether you've been spiritually minded or carnally minded. I can tell you by the results that you're getting. Spiritual mindedness produces life and peace. Carnal mindedness produces death. And you can be a very nice person, a very good person, a very moral person. You could be sweet and kind and be as carnal as you could possibly be, and it'll produce death. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you as you write in to get these materials. Remember, today is our last day to offer you this teaching as a gift. But when you call or write, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with us. You know, the things that we're doing, we're reaching people all over the world, and this is changing people's lives. I can guarantee you that the things that I said today changed millions of people's attitudes all over the world. But it cost a lot of money to do this, and there's other people that we could reach if we just were on more outlets, if we were on more times per day. We need people to stand with us, and I'd like to ask you that if you've been blessed by this ministry, then be a blessing and become a partner today. So long.